At my door, the leaves are falling, and a cold, dark wind will come. How still you hear him calling? You know I still miss someone. And I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. And I miss those arms that held me. But all I love is well, I go out on the party. It's looking for the fire. And I find a dark corner. You know I still miss someone. Well, I never got over those blue eyes. See them everywhere. And I miss those arms that held me. But all I love is him. Well, I wonder. God, I adore the leaves are falling, and I still miss someone. Everybody, 'cause I never got over those blue eyes. I see them. And I miss those arms that held me. But all I love is him. 'Cause I never got over those blue eyes. See them everywhere. And I Mexican border, the days are getting shorter, nights are getting colder, it's hard by the highway, leans on a shoulder, just a little bit tired, a little bit older, the days keep on running, down through the seasons, running like a prairie fire, wild with no reason, the devil's to pay, for the moments he sees, and still nothing is lost. Left to believe in, he's got a little to lose. His only companion is the liquor that he loves. The rambling and the gambling and the coyote answers. Back in the canyon, he's hungry for more. Plain understanding, he's got a little to lose. His only companion is the liquor that he loves. The rambling and the gambling and the coyote answers. Back in the canyon, he's got a little to lose. Sometimes it gets hard, sometimes it's amusing when kindness can fade. It's just an illusion when blind men know best what to make of confusion, and the dead men know nothing at all. sweet Lord will guide him to the one who might drain all the poison inside him till he hangs up his boots with his traveling behind him on his 500 miles. From the Mexican border, the days are getting shorter, nights are getting colder. It's hard by the highway, leaning on his shoulder, just a little bit tired, a little bit older. Oh, your golden lights of America, shows us such your prairies and your buffalo. And the humming of the rails down through Kansas, they brought Joseph in from Baltimore. The cavalry, the Indians, and an old man for his own. Then the old man died and the Indians fled me to cavalry, young Joe's enemy. All the outlaws steal the blood across the Kansas plains back in 70. Joseph took a fight for America to defend you from your fantasies. Joseph wore that badge across the Kansas prairies to save the railroad. But the heroes that we made, well, they were ruthless soldiers. Could kill for gold. With a broken heart for the frontier plains, Joseph said, rocking in his front. Oh, your golden lights of America, Joseph saw your prairies and your buffalo. And the humming of the wheels down through Kansas, they brought Joseph in Baltimore. The cavalry, the Indians, and an old man saved. Oh, your golden lights of America. said Louise is not happy. He was written on the walls and window sheets. At how bad time she'd act a little girl to deceive her. Don't believe her, that's a trick. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers, maybe some lace. Men brought Louise 10-cent trinkets, their intentions were easily traced. South, I heard them say, it's too bad it ended so ugly. It's too damn bad she had to go that way. And the wind is a blowing cold night. Say goodnight. Baby, good night. When I saw you in Wichita Falls, so tell me again how the whippoorwill cries and the cowboys got drunk in the bars and the ladies got fainted on Saturday night till you can't even tell who they are. Where the prairie wind blows all the stars all around and the lonesome old car. You were the very last reason I had to go back to Wichita Falls. Now I left your pool tables and I left your fast cars, and I was desperate, pack up and go. And I left you one night with the moon in the west. Babe, I just couldn't stay anymore. And now that I see you have found your own wings, I won't have to tell you to fly. So welcome to Houston, my beautiful friend. There'd be no more saying goodbye. Where the prairie wind blows all the stars all around and the lonesome old coyote calls. You were the very last reason I had to go back to Wichita Falls. That and tornado.
And that was on, I believe, November 27th, 1983. And here is our visit with Nancy Griffith. But first, let me tell you, tune to KPFK Los Angeles.
This is Folk Seed. I'm Howard Larman. Our guest is Nancy Griffith.
Margaret, do you think that we will go there and see what makes it shine, Mary Margaret? It's almost morning and we've talked all night. You know we've made big plans for 10-year-olds. John and I. Let's go to New York City, Margaret. We'll hide out in the subways and drink the poet's wine. Oh, but I had John. So you went and I stayed behind. You were home in time for the senior prom. We lost John. And the fantasies we planned, well, I'm living out now. All the dreams we sang when we knew how, well, they haven't changed. There'll never be two friends just like you and me, Mary Margaret. It's nice to see a family growing, Margaret. Your daughter and your husband there, they really treat you right, but we've talked all. And our woods, we were ten. You were the rambler then. Fantasies we planned, oh Maggie, I'm living out now. All the dreams we sang, we damn sure knew how, but I'll never change. There'll never be two friends just like you and me, Maggie, can't you see? There's a light beyond your woods, Mary Margaret.
That's one of my favorite Nancy Griffith songs.
Oh, and thank you.
I would have requested it had I not hear you do it sooner or later. And it's the title of one of Nancy's records as well. You want to tell us a little bit of how that song came into being?
Well, I think that everyone's had a best friend that's really gone through lots with them, from kindergarten on up to Social Security lines. Mm-hmm. And it really, basically, those friendships revolve around blackmail, if you get down to it. You know, they know everything about you, know everything about them. You may be a doctor and they may be a trash collector, or vice versa. But still, you have that common link of having gone through the solitude of youth together. Mm-hmm. And I don't think women's friendships have been written about a whole lot. And so it's nice to have written something about women's friendships, which really don't differ much from men's, except they haven't been written about a whole lot.
Then Mary Margaret is a real person.
Oh, yes, she's a very real person.
Well, there are two records, and we're going to talk about those a little later on. But I'm kind of curious when I hear somebody as yourself writing songs and performing. Is the main thrust of what you do a performer or a songwriter, or does it separate for you at all?
I think the main thrust of what I do is writing. Mm-hmm. And I just love sharing writing with people. And I love to write good lines and write something that someone else can feel. And so the writing just walks hand in hand with the performing, because I'm so anxious to touch those people with the things that I've written. And so it just makes the performing a blast.
You want to do this?
Sure. This is a tune that is a brand new song. We'll do it in tune. And it's called The Grace of True Love Ways. Oh, the way that true love grows, when hearts grow weary for time alone, you give it room and the warmth to hold, and it'll always come home. And you can fool yourself and fool your dreams, but you can't fool your heart and you can't fool me. Love is a sailor sailing out to sea. One of these days you'd need the harbor in me. And oh, the way that true love grows, when hearts grow weary for time alone, give it room and the warmth to hold, and it'll always come home. And true love is faithful all on its own. The heart knows when it should fly alone. When the heart is mended and the mind's at ease, two hearts can give to each other's need. And oh, the grace that true love holds, when hearts grow weary for time alone, you give it room and warmth to hold, and it'll always come home. Oh, give it room and warmth to hold, and it'll always come home.
Our guest is Nancy Griffith from Austin, Texas. Now, for a long time, for a number of years, people talked about there being a certain kind of music scene in Austin. Is that play any effect on your writing? Or?
Well, it's played an effect in growing up there. It's Los Angeles, you know, and New York City, Austin, Texas, probably three top cities in the nation where there are absolutely no natives. And there are a few natives in Austin, and I think that we reap the benefits of having wonderful folks come through Austin during the 60s, Carolyn Hester being one. You know, just wonderful people who made their home base in Austin, and we were just on such intimate levels of being able to go and hear these wonderful folks up close, you know, and hear what they were doing. And so in that sense, it has had just a wonderful music scene throughout the years.
and lots of clubs. You have choices of where you want to play. For a city of its size, there are so many nice music clubs.
What about the actual songwriters that live there? I'm a little confused because there's the kind of maybe mythology built up about the Austin scene, you know.
Well, there is an Austin scene. It's changed, you know, and now it's more varied in Austin, and there are all types of music writers, you know, varying from Willie Nelson type music to jazz, you know, and there's I don't think there's ever been any particular writing style that's come out of Austin.
Okay.
Is that the basis of what you want?
You're right.
I don't think there's ever been any particular style. I think one of the things about Austin that's kept it a music scene is that there are so many, there's a hodgepodge of styles there. Mm-hmm. And you can't just do one style. You've got to be varied, and you've got to be real unique in your own style in order to work in Austin, I think. So there's no particular main thing.
Our guest is Nancy Griffith, who recently moved back to Austin.
Yeah, after living in Houston for 5 years and moved back to the old hometown.
Did music have anything to do with you leaving Austin?
A little bit. For a while, Austin became real stifled with the stigma of Waylon and Willie. Mm-hmm. And although I liked that music a whole lot, I just didn't fit in with that. And Houston was really booming at that time with lots of good writers and just a real innovative type thing. So I moved to Houston and loved it. I still love Houston.
Can you do another song for us?
Sure. This is a tune about migration to New York City. And it's a tune off of my Poet in the Window album called Wheels.
Up me to New York City to chase his fortune on the Wall Street land. He is stranded in Manhattan, but the Southeast Texas coast still calls his name. He said, I come on the wheels, I give up a ticket. Oh, hello, thunder. Won't you owe him a home, a needle and thread? Would mend his heartbreak, oh, a moon give away to the day and hand in the sun. There is no shelter for the lonely, and the Northeast women would speak of a different power. But there are times he cried so loudly that the southern rain blew north to ease his heart. Said, I come on the wheels, I give up a ticket. Oh, hello, thunder, won't you roll him home? Oh, a needle and thread would mend his heartbreak. Oh, moon, give way to the day.
Songs on Poet in the Window.
Right.
There are two records of Nancy Griffith that are currently available. Not to imply there are any that aren't available. And they're on Featherbed Productions, is that?
Yeah.
Is that what the label's called?
Uh-huh.
Is that your own production company? Or?
No, it's not. It's a production company. It started out in Houston. They're now centered in Austin. And Rounders now picked up distribution from Featherbed for my albums. So my albums will still be on the Featherbed label, but they'll be distributed by Rounders.
Right, so. Very good. Get them out there.
Yeah.
Now, the earlier album is, well, the Poets last year, right, in 82.
Uh-huh.
And the earlier one's 77. So you've been at this a few years.
Yeah, quite a few years.
What got you interested in writing songs?
Well, my dad was a big proponent of that because he's always been really lively about his interest in music. And he's a barbershop quartet singer and just loves music. And I grew up listening to Odetta and Paul Robeson albums and learned to appreciate lyric contents and for the lyric itself, you know. And so I've always been around good, solid, positive music, and that helps. Plus, barbershop quartet singing helps you get a grasp of vocal technique and harmonies and how to support yourself by being a backup vocalist when there's no work out there, you know. So, had a good background.
Mm-hmm. She did work in band singing?
Yeah, for a long time. When I first started out singing professionally, I sang backup vocals for a country band in Austin, and it was fun. You know, I enjoyed it. It wasn't exactly what I wanted to do, but it was fun. It paid the bills.
For those people that join us later, our guest is Nancy Griffith. What do you do next?
Well, this next song is a tune about hometowns, and it's a song off of the Poet in the Window album, and there's something very peculiar about hometowns. You know, we all know hometowns are just wonderful fantasies, and we hold them so dear to our hearts. And when you go back to your hometown, it's a funny thing because it's not going to be that fantasy. Will have changed. You'll find out they let jerks in everywhere. It doesn't matter whose hometown it is. So this song goes out to everybody who's been back to their hometown at one time or another and decided they don't want to go back there again. It's a song inspired by Thomas Wolfe called You Can't Go Home Again. So much silence to my hometown streets. I'm gonna put my cheek to the window and watch it sleep. Where the shadows fall, fight off a north wind, and I'll be heading back east. And let the Colorado River roll onto the sea. I will be crossing it and changing. And this old town never did really care that much for me. I don't know why I'd always come here in my dreams. This is the hardest to hold, but it's the easiest to find. If you'll slip for the dollar, but you cannot save your past for today, 'cause it will leave you cold on an outbound train. And let the Colorado River roll onto the sea. I will be crossing it and changing. that old blue light that you can never go back home. So I'm waiting for the moon to rise. You will kiss my tears away, set my heart in line, and let the color.
Songs, do you ever think of anybody else performing them, or are they mostly just for yourself?
Oh, I think about that now and then. Think about it now and then.
Do you make any effort to get your songs out to other people, or?
Sometimes. Sometimes if I have a song that I really feel like someone could do better than what I do, which is most of them, then I'll make an attempt to get it out there to them.
I think it would be I don't know how you feel about this. I should have asked you before the show. I think it'd be really neat if you told the people about entering the American Song Festival and how, what happened. Your father.
That was such a strange, I guess it's been almost 5 years ago now, and my dad decided that he should enter one of my tapes for the American Song Festival because he's never felt like I do enough, you know. So he does this himself. And at the time, I was married to Eric Taylor, who's a songwriter from Houston. And so my dad's very conventional, and he sent this tape in with Nancy Taylor and instead of Nancy Griffith. And Nick Finney became interested in my music through the American Song Festival because he was one of the judges that year. And he was trying to find me, and he couldn't find anyone in anywhere in Texas named Nancy Taylor, who was a folk singer. And it was really interesting. He finally went to Michael Oakes, and Michael Oakes had one of my albums in his archives. And so it was just wonderful roundabout way to start up a pen pal relationship with Nick Finney through the American Song Festival, and the roundabout way that he had to find out who I was and where I was. And was nice. He's become just a wonderful pen pal.
You know, it's real interesting, too, is that Mike Oakes was able to hear it and figure immediately who it was, go right to the album.
Identify it, yeah. As I was telling you before the show, I'd love to meet him someday. He must have an incredible mind to be able to, you know, keep all these categories in his mind and hear something and know where it came from. And even if he heard it 5 years ago, you know, so that's interesting. I find that fascinating.
I also want you to look at the positive aspect of what you're doing is so distinctive that he's able to pick you out, you know.
Well, that's nice, but I never thought of it in that regard. I just always thought of it as some sort of genius on his part to be able to remember a certain person.
Mm-hmm. He's a talented man, for sure. For those people that join us later, our guest is Nancy Griffith. And are there any more album plans going on, anything?
We've been, I've been on tour in the East for almost 3 months. And so this is kind of the last top now. I went home for a couple of days and then came out here to play McCabe's. And when I get home, we have five more songs to lay down on a new album. And we'll try to get those done. I'm working on a novel. And I've been working on it for a little over a year. And so want to devote the next 2 months to getting that novel finished. And that's a big project to get out and try to get this album finished at the same time.
And I'll bet you write poetry, too.
I don't write poetry.
Really?
I've never been one to write poetry. You know, I can sit down and write songs and do the poetry in that regard, but when I sit down to write poetry, just by itself, it doesn't have a melody to it. You know, it doesn't seem to flow correctly.
Uh-huh. What song you do next?
Let's see. I think I'll do a song for Nick Vanay since we were discussing him. And this is a tune off of my first album, There's a Light Beyond These Woods. And it's the song that caught Nick's ear, called The West Texas Sun. Wash away the tears, all the angry times we share, all the feelings and sorrow come and gone. We haven't let them slip away, because I'm standing here today, smiling at your old West Texas sun. I remember times it weathered out my mind, but you always had a peaceful word to say, and you could always bring a smile with the mischief in your eyes. Still, I'm glad the miles keep me separate from your gaze, and you know you're still as wild as those old West Texas. Standing by the highway, do you still call my name? And Lord, I can't believe it's been such a long, long while since I've seen that Texas boy smile. Well, I'll be heading out of town, I may stop by next time around. Hell, it's raining, but at least that's something real. I came and shackled down with fears about our dreams and wasted years. Now I know exactly how to feel.
Very nice indeed.
Thank you.
Do you see yourself or do you normally just perform solo, or is...
No, usually I have a trio now, and it's a cellist named John Hagen, who played incidentally with me on my first album and was playing with me at that time. Mm-hmm. And he's back playing with me now. And a guitar player named Brian Wood, who also plays pedal steel and banjo. So normally we're a trio. And which is a lot of fun, gives you lots of room to stretch out.
I noticed the other night you did, and in fact on your album you do a couple of Eric Taylor songs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it for other people's songs, or you stick mainly to your own outside of that?
I do a couple of Eric Taylor songs, and a wonderful writer who used to live in Texas, just magnificent writer, who wrote Piece of Wood and Steel for David Allan Coe and mm-hmm. Baby Ride Easy for Carlene Carter, a gentleman by the name of Richard Dobson. And I do a couple of Richard's songs, and I'll do one for you now if you want to hear one of Richard's. I love to do Richard's songs. They're so totally different from any of mine. Richard's kind of the Ernest Hemingway of the songwriter's world. And keeps the rest of us honest, those of us who know him, because he's so darn good, you know. This is a tune of his all about a gentleman who was the Evel Knievel of England. His name was Robin Wintersmith, motorcycle daredevil rider. This'll be on my new album when it comes out. My mama's in the kitchen, rattling pans, and the baby cries on the TV news. Well, somebody died. He was a crazy biker in a motorcycle riding there at Elvis Show in Mary England, oh, 27 years old. He was trying to break the record to jumping over cars. He was a champ. He fell a little bit short. Oh, hit the ramp, hit the ramp. This is a story, it's sad and it's gory. Robin Wintersmith, he was a very brave man. Yeah, picket my drift, 'cause he waved through the crowd, heading down the runway like a man possessed. Robin Wintersmith, I guess they did his best.
I have a perverse sense of humor, but last night when you were performing, you were talking about Eric Taylor being from Georgia, living in Texas, and writing this Nevada song.
Yeah.
It seemed funny to me, but I was the only one that laughed.
I tried to put all three of those things in sequence so that it would catch, but, you know, I'm from Texas, and generally, you know, the first time I go somewhere, people don't understand a darn thing I'm saying. So, but that's fun to do that.
Uh-huh. It seemed funny to me. You want to do that Nevada Gold? Is that what?
I hear Nevada.
I hear Nevada.
Yeah, it's an irony that one of the best songwriters in Texas is actually from Georgia. And as you said, this is one of Eric's songs about Nevada. Indians froze. Time turns like a across the crumbling west, fallen feather fineries are laid to rest. Go ask the ponies where the cold wind blows, and ask the canyons if you will. They will tell you we do got different kind of men to live in harmony with you. Bless the elk and eagle, curse the yellow hair, take the gold and the silver, leave the bear. It's a ghost dance on the prairies. The bullets will not burn me. I'm rolling back this earth to find my family. Go ask the ponies where the cold wind blows, and ask the canyons if you will. They will tell you we two got different kind of men to live in harmony with you. I hear Nevada so dry and cold. Indians rose. I hear Nevada so dry and cold. The wind blew winter in. The Indians rose.
Thank you for doing that. I like that song a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. It's one of my favorites.
You said you're going back to, when you go back, you're going to work on the other five tracks for the album.
Uh-huh.
Do you have those songs already picked out? Or?
Pretty much. That'll be one of them. I Hear Nevada will be one of them. And Richard's song about Robin Wintersmith will be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them are pretty much songs that have gotten left off the other albums,
uh-huh.
plus a couple of new ones.
So. Are you performing now than you have been in the past?
Am I performing more now?
Yeah. I think I saw, maybe in Black Sheep Review or something, I saw an ad for you, and I think you were playing Passim's within, you played it and they were coming back like 3 or 4 weeks later and playing it again.
Uh-huh.
You must have built up a nice following back in the East.
Yeah, it's really pleasant. This is my second time to go, and I've just had a wonderful time in the East. It's real special. They've got a nice music scene going, acoustic music scene going in the East right now. I've always been infatuated with the East because everything's so old there. I like things that know more than I do. There's something about the East that says, I know more than you do. Come learn. I love being out there, spending time mm-hmm. out there.
That's the way I felt when I went to England last year.
Well, I'd feel that. That's even doubling that, you know, the infatuation.
Uh-huh. So. But I also think that I have a tendency to overlook what's right here because the Southwest has... And California has its own heritage that I don't know really that much about.
Sure, yeah. Well, California's real intriguing. There's so much to see in California and so many different types of landscapes mm-hmm. and lots of history in Los Angeles and San Francisco with the arts in particular. So.
Does Austin have a Latino kind of heritage too, or...? Is that not as evident there?
It's not as upfront as, say, San Antonio
mm-hmm.
or El Paso. And San Antonio has just wonderful Latin heritage. You know, it's mm-hmm. Mexican-Americans take up the major part of the population in San Antonio. It's a wonderfully beautiful city. Lots of, it's like almost like going to Mexico to go to San Antonio. It's another world. It's, peculiar. It's only 75 miles from Austin, and there it is. It has its own set of beauty and a different type of wonderment to it than Austin has.
For those people that join us late, our guest is Nancy Griffith, and as you can tell, she's from Texas, from Austin. What do you play next?
This is a tune that'll be on the new album. And it's a song by myself and Eric Taylor. It's a song about changes in values. Called A Ghost in the Music. Down at the station, the tracks are cold. The wheels of thunder, they roll no more. In the heart of America cries for the soul. Won't be rolling no more. Dragon weeds with empty eyes. The whistle sighs no more in the night. It rests in the lines like a ghost in the music. The soul of America's pride. We're told of our fathers with foreign hands. They laid the tracks and they opened the plains. They fought the mountains and they merged our seas. They set America free. Tell me, where is the blaze of the hobo's cauldron? The refuge for these poor enemies fallen. Well, it rests in the lines like a ghost in the music. The soul of America's pride. Kindle America's pride. Tell me, where is the blaze of the hobo's cauldron? The refuge for these poor enemies fallen. Well, it rests in the lines like a ghost in the music. The soul of America's
looking for that record.
Oh, I'll be looking forward to finishing it.
Listen, you serve on the board of Kerrville, right? The Kerrville Folk Festival.
Uh-huh.
Aren't there a number of events around Kerrville? I mean, isn't there a country music festival, too, in Kerrville?
Not anymore. There's now a bluegrass festival, and that's one of the staples. That's a wonderful, thing to go to. And there's also a new festival called the Good Time Festival. And it happens on Columbus Day. That's in October, I think. And it's all traditional music. And this was the first year that they've had it, and they had Libby Cotton in. And, that's real nice, real pleasant festival. And it's a new one. So basically, I think now it's just the folk festival, which happens Memorial Day weekend, which is at the end of May, and the bluegrass festival, which is Labor Day. And then the traditional festival, the Good Time Festival, which happens at Columbus Day.
Is being on the board, is that just ceremonial, or do you actually get to do something? Or?
Well, I think basically what I get to do is say how much I love the Kerrville Folk Festival, you know, and how good it is to young artists. And I think that's basically what I get to do. And I get to make suggestions every now and then and get told no. That's about it. But the festival is run by a wonderful gentleman who's been a part of the Texas music scene just forever, a gentleman by the name of Rod Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And I think we're real lucky that basically the Kerrville Folk Festival is a dictatorship, because he knows what works and he knows what doesn't, and the festival is so smooth. And I've heard lots of artists say that they enjoy playing that festival more than any other festival in the country, just because it is smooth and it's fun and you have a good time, and the campfires and the music that goes on around the campfires is magical. So that's a good festival, and it's basically because he just devotes his entire life and time to making it a good festival.
For those people that join us late, our guest is Nancy Griffith, and we have time for a couple more songs.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see if I'm get out of this bizarre tuning here. There are times when you wish for Mary McCadlin and she isn't there.
I have one of her tuning workshops.
No, not really. I've just basically going to hear Mary and watching Mary, you know, is a real inspiration, because Mary can go in and out of tuning, just zip-zap, you know, she's there. And we got to talking about it in Saratoga Springs this last fall, and she said, I don't know what you mean. You do pretty good at zipping in and out of those tunings yourself. And I said, Mary, you ought to sit out in the audience and watch yourself sometime. You know, you're telling jokes, tuning your guitar, and reaching over occasionally and tuning Jim Ringer's guitar, and it never phases you. You never even bother to think about it. You just go in and out of tunings. That's just fascinating. I think Mary McCaslin is probably the most underrated guitar player in the country, because she's excellent, one of the best female guitar players around. This is a tune about a brand new song about the South Bronx in New York. And when I finish the novel that I'm working on now, it's about Texas and kind of a basic homegrown type novel. And when I finish this novel, this will be my second project, is to work on a novel about the South Bronx. So since I can't devote the time to do that right now, I decided I'd go ahead and put a song down and get it on the new album. And probably it's the most devastating ghetto in the country. And you go through there and you have this sense that you're not in America anymore, but you are in America, because the Statue of Liberty isn't far away. And you walk through there reciting Emma Lazarus' poem to yourself, and it doesn't make sense in South Bronx. This is a tune called The Tappan Zee. From the Tappan Zee to the California coast, from the Michigan water to the Gulf of Mexico, only God loves the city. Lord, cause somebody had to. And New York City can seem so cold to a southern rider who left her home with dreams of a sonnet, Emma Lazarus wrote. But look over yonder just across the bay, the dear copper lady's got a tear-stained face. Those silent lips had a lot to say, but there ain't nobody listening here in this place. Good Lord, how'd I get on the Cross Bronx Expressway? The streets are full of rubble and ashes and paint. It ain't nobody's refuge. This is America's war zone. I heard some guy talking in a Soho bar. He wished the neutron bomb would fall here in South Bronx, and he'd buy himself a tour bus. Cruise the hot 61st Street. But look over yonder just across the bay, the dear copper lady's got a tear-stained face. Those silent lips had a lot to say, but there ain't nobody listening here in this place. So I think I'll move to the Texas plains and feed my babies on the golden grain. Let the dust take my memories
of Mexico. Only God loves the city. Lord, 'cause somebody had to. Only God loves the city. Oh, but somebody ought to.
In a way, that's a happy song about a sad situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a Martin Multi.
It's a great song. And what I noticed about that song when I heard you do it last night, too, it seemed to me it can be done just about any kind of style. If somebody wanted to make it a real kind of country tearjerker, they could do that, too. For those people that join us later, our guest is Nancy Griffith, and we have time for one more.
Okay. This is a song that's off the Poet album, and it's a song about a woman named Marilyn Monroe and a baseball player named Joe DiMaggio. A song called Neon and Waltzes. Stop shining, hearts will stop pounding. The screen is so lonely tonight. The men are out praying and the women are saying, she died for the loss of a prime and lived on DiMaggio time. No fading light. Oh, hot night in August, so long to the goddess. America's fatherless child. Immortals forever, and that queen of the camera was the master of winking a smile and even a shadow behind.
Listen, Nancy, would you do me a favor and next time you come to town, come up here and join us again?
Oh, I'd love to.
I'd really love that. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was our visit with Nancy Griffith. The date was November 27th, 1983. And she...